Hi there. The word for you today is, don't be afraid. Notice how the disciples reacted to the storm on the Sea of Galilee, and see if you recognize any of the same traits in yourself when trouble comes. First, this story teaches us that fear makes us doubt God's care. The disciples asked Jesus, do you not care that we are perishing? Notice, they didn't ask about his strength. Can you still the storm? They didn't ask about his knowledge. Are you aware of the storm? They didn't ask about his know-how. Do you have any experience with storms? Instead, they voiced doubts about his loving character. Do you not care that we perish? You know what? If you let it, fear will erode your confidence in God's love for you and make you forget all his faithfulness to you. Here's a second thing you'll note in this story. Fear makes us reach for control. Jesus was asleep, so the disciples woke him up and said, do something, quick. Fear comes from a perceived loss of control. When we're afraid, we grab for a component of life that we can manage, like our diet, or our job, or the neatness of our house, or in many cases, people. The more insecure we feel, the more controlling we tend to become. And the third lesson in this story is, fear makes us forgetful. In Matthew 8, verse 16, the Bible says that Jesus cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. What a resume. But you know what? Fear gives us spiritual amnesia. It makes us forget what Jesus has already done and how good he's been to us. And what was Jesus' response to the disciples? He said, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Now, let's understand, faith doesn't eliminate fear. What it does is, it silences fear, robs it of its power, and draws us closer to God. When that happens, things begin to change for the better. And that is the word for you today.